glad you're here. Fellowship's sweeter, knowing you're near. It's so good to see you. I hope that it's fair. Everyone loves you.
Second Corinthians chapter 4, verse 18. So we fix our eyes not on what is seen, but on what is unseen. Since what is seen is temporary, but what is unseen is eternal. I love it, friend. As Christians, we have, of course, five senses, but as believers of Jesus, we have a sixth sense, and that's called faith. I love it. It's from 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 18. How's your week coming along? I pray it's coming along quite well. In fact, it's been a crazy week for me. Of course, Tuesday, celebrated my birthday on Tuesday. And it was kind of funny because I got a nice little note Monday night from somebody wishing me a happy birthday. And I was like, oh yeah, tomorrow's my birthday. Totally forgot about that. It's funny how times change. Because remember growing up, oh, you lived to see your birthday. Oh, you couldn't wait when you were 7. You couldn't wait when you turned 9. I mean, you were so excited. But nowadays, we dread having another birthday, having an extra candle on that birthday cake. Some of us, we set the fire alarm sometimes because there's just way too many candles. But hey, praise God, He's given us another day, another year to live. Amen. Another opportunity to let our light shine for Jesus Christ. Tuesday was my birthday. Also had a pastor's conference in Springfield. Had a chance to go to that, and it's just so good to just connect with some of my fellow pastor friends and just have a time of refreshment. It really is. Sometimes, you know, working in any job, not just ministry, but just doing any job, sometimes you get so fixated on the small things and you kind of forget about the bigger picture. But praise God that we got great people to help us zoom out and take a step out of the normal and kind of be reminded of the bigger picture of who we serve and what we do and the whole purpose of what we do. So I had a chance to do that, and well, here we are. It's Thursday, and tomorrow's Friday. We're heading down to Southern Illinois tomorrow. My wife, we're going to go visit her family, side of the family down in Southern Illinois. So lots of good stuff happening. Of course, we got Thanksgiving just, when is that, 2 weeks away? I'm not sure. But regardless, I pray whatever type of week you're having, I pray that you're blessed and you're celebrating because today's a brand new day. Let's rejoice because He's made it for you and me. Amen. Coming up on Saturday, First Christian Church in Monticello, they're going to be having an auction for Haiti. And they're going to have a couple hundred items up for auction, and all the proceeds will go help a mission trip to Haiti for the church in May of 2014. So that's coming up on Saturday between 5:30, and the auction begins at 6:30. Again, First Christian Church in Monticello, happening Saturday night. Also coming up on Sunday, Marshall Federated Church in Marshall, Indiana, will have Cowboy Church, 6 p.m. Indiana time, of course, this Sunday night. And looking ahead on the calendar for the later on this month, the Singing Men of GNN, they're going to be in concert in Decatur at the Lincoln Square Theater, Saturday night, November the 30th. And everything gets underway at 7 p.m. So lots of great stuff happening in our area. Do check out the event calendar page, though, at our website, greatnewsradio.org, greatnewsradio.org. Well, coming up here in a few minutes, we're going to be taking a look at how we are to respond to conflict when relationships collide in our life. Oh, it's going to be a great study today from Genesis chapter 13, coming up right after this, right here on the Thursday edition of Mark and Friends on Great News Radio. That's right. You are listening to the Thursday edition of Mark and Friends right here on Great News Radio. I'm your host, Joey Kroll. Well, friend, when we are having disagreements or arguments, or when there's conflict in a relationship or friendship, it could be in our family, it can be in our marriage, it can be at work, at church, whatever it is, sometimes we need to stand down. You know, it's only natural that we seek what is best for us or hold out for what we want. But when conflict enters a relationship, most of us, we want to preserve the relationship. But we still tend to look after our own interests. I mean, because we think, if I don't look after my own interest, who will? Compromise can often be an option, but sometimes the best option is simply to put aside our own interest and let the other person win. Now, bear with me now. What I'm talking about, I believe, is biblical, because we're going to take a look at Genesis chapter 13. And by letting the other person win, we can both receive the greater benefit of preserving and even, maybe even strengthening the relationship. So if you have your Bible with you today, Genesis chapter 13, verses 1 through 18, and relationships and friendships and just dealing with people, conflict may occur. In fact, I shouldn't say may, conflict will occur. And according to Genesis chapter 13, we're going to read verses 1 through 18. So Abraham went up from Egypt to the Negev with his wife and everything he had, and Lot went with him. Abram had become very wealthy in livestock and in silver and gold. From the Negev, he went from this place to place until he came to Bethel, to the place between Bethel and Ai, where his tent had been earlier, and where he had first built an altar. Then Abram called on the name of the Lord. Now Lot, who was moving about with Abram, also had flocks and herds and tents. But the land could not support them while they stayed together, for their possessions were so great that they were not able to stay together. Now, friend, have you ever lived in a small house with way too many people? There's going to be some conflict. Like, get out of my way. I need time. I need room to think. Get out of my kitchen. There's not. So Abram and Lot, there's just too much of what they had. And what we see here, according to verse 7, and quarreling arose between Abram's herders and Lot's herders. So there was quarreling. There were disagreements. There were arguments. And I love what Abram said in verse 8. Abram said to Lot, "Let's not have any quarreling between you and me, or between your herders and mine, for we are close relatives. Is not the whole land before you? Let's part company. If you go to the left, I'll go to the right. If you go to the right, I'll go to the left." Lot looked around and saw that the whole plain of the Jordan toward Zoar was well watered, like the garden of the Lord, like the land of Egypt. So Lot chose for himself the whole plain of the Jordan and set out toward the east. The two men parted company. Abram lived in the land of Canaan, while Lot lived among the cities of the plain and pitched his tents near Sodom. Now the people of Sodom were wicked and were sinning greatly against the Lord. So a man named Abram had a conflict to solve. There was not enough room with too many people, to the point it was causing conflict between Abram and Lot and their herders. Verse 7 says, quarreling arose between Abram's herders and Lot's. So Abram responded to the conflict and settlement of a new home by participating in a practice common to him. He built an altar to the Lord. Verse 4 says, Abram built an altar and he called on the name of the Lord. Now, the word altar indicated that it was a place of sacrifice. Now, most altars in that day were made out of either earth or stone, and the sacrifice was placed among it. So Abram did something. He spent time with God in the midst of this conflict. And after doing so, according to verse 8 of Genesis 13, so Abram said to Lot, "Let's not have any quarreling between you and me, or between your herders and mine, for we are close relatives." Abram's attitude serves as a positive example to anyone like you and me in conflict, because having left a place of worship in verse 4, his heart was prepared to create peace between two families. He let Lot choose whether to settle in the fertile valley or the difficult central highlands. Both lands were filled with enemies and challenges. Standing down is not the same as compromise. Either way, the men of God needed to guard their hearts. And I love Abram's maturity, because he says, please, let's not have any quarreling between you and me. Let's not argue. We're family. Abram's words are a picture of what faith should produce in a believer. As we see in this passage, he spent time with God before dealing with Lot. Friend, when conflict arises in your life, do you go to God? Naturally, do you go to God? Is that a way of life for you? Sometimes what we like to do is deal with the conflict in our way and then go to God and ask for forgiveness. You don't shoot and then aim. You got to aim and then shoot. So Abram's priorities were in line. He went to the Lord, built an altar. He spent some and called upon the name of the Lord. And then he responded to the conflict. So Abram's words are a picture of what faith should produce in a believer, friend. Humility arises in the heart of a Christ follower and asks, what's God's way of solving this? What's important here? What's more important here? What's the greater answer to this conflict? And friend, the best option may be to put aside our interests and let the other person win. Oh, we don't like that, do we? Because it's natural to hold out for what we want. See, when conflict occurs, even when trying to preserve relationships, we tend to think, if I don't look after my own interests, who will? Compromise can be an option, but when we consider the interest of others, we can receive the greater benefit of strengthening relationships. Sometimes the time may come to part in Christian love. Sometimes when two Christians can't agree, and they have honorably discussed these differences, God may lead them to move apart. Not hate each other, never talk to each other again, but sometimes we just gotta part in Christian love. And that reflects the action Abram took. And we see a similar approach between Paul and Barnabas when they couldn't come to an agreement in Acts chapter 15. Great passage, by the way. Regardless, biblical truth should never be compromised in this process. And Abram ultimately gained far more than he sacrificed. See, Abram, what he did there was an example of Jesus, who seemed to give up everything. Jesus allowed himself to be arrested and did not defend himself. His seemingly defenseless position, however, achieved the salvation of all who believe in him. Can you imagine if Jesus said, don't arrest me, you ain't gonna hang me up on a cross? We would not be here today. And in verse 17 of Genesis chapter 13, God told Abraham to look and walk around the land through its length and width in verse 17. And it appears that God wanted Abraham to enjoy the provision because he wanted him to know what he had gotten. And it's interesting that according to these verses, there's nothing wrong with having large amounts of land or masses of wealth. God appears to show off, so to speak, the land to Abram in verse 17. So if wealth itself isn't the issue, it must be our attitude towards the things we have or don't have that trips us up sometimes. In fact, Abram humbly offered Lot the very best land. In doing so, Abram trusted God to care for him regardless of his current land situation. So sometimes when we're getting in an argument, we have the tendency of, I need to look out for myself, because who's going to look out for me? But Abram trusted God to care for him regardless of his land situation. Abraham, the man of faith, knew that if he was going to be a man who trusted God, he would not be able to rest on his own strength. He would have to rely on God, and God honored that kind of humility and faith. In fact, I love what it says in Philippians chapter 2, verses 3 and 4. Do nothing out of selfish ambition or vain conceit. Rather, in humility, value others above yourself, not looking to your own interests, but each of you to the interests of others. That's a hard passage, friend. That passage convicts me. It really does. It's one of those passages that you wish it wasn't in the Bible, but apparently it's in there for a reason. But Abram trusted God and gave Lot and offered him the best land. Let me ask you a question. If he chose not to pray about the situation or seek God before talking to Lot, do you think he would have offered Lot the best land? Abram humbly offered Lot the very best of the land. Abram trusted God to care for him regardless of his current land situation. It's also significant that Abram didn't just give up and let Lot win and choose the land he wanted just to end the conflict. He actively and purposely clearly kept, watch this now, the bigger picture in mind. Friends, sometimes we need to stand up. But at other times, we need to stand down and put the interest of others before our own. Philippians chapter 2, verses 3 and 4, do nothing out of selfish ambition or vain conceits. Rather, in humility, value others above yourselves, not looking to your own interest, but each of you to the interest of others. Singers, that's right, and blessed is he, Hosanna. Right here on this Thursday, of course, here we are, it is November the 14th, 2013. Friend, thank you so much just for letting me spend some time with you today as part of your Thursday, part of your week, and of course, Thanksgiving, I believe, is it 2 weeks from today? Wow. 2 weeks from today, of course. And friend, would you consider maybe making a Thanksgiving offering to Great News Radio? We, of course, are a listener-supported radio ministry. We depend, friend, on God's grace, but also your financial support. You're basically the backbone when it comes to the income of this radio ministry. So would you consider maybe stepping out in faith and giving maybe a one-time gift or maybe a monthly gift to Great News Radio? If so, you can send in your words of encouragement and gifts of support to Great News Radio, Post Office Box 550, Fisher, Illinois, 61843. Again, that's Great News Radio, Post Office Box 550, Fisher, Illinois, 61843. Or you can give safely and securely on our website. It's greatnewsradio.org, greatnewsradio.org. And God bless you as you pray and as you give unto this radio ministry. Well, don't forget, coming up tomorrow, it's going to be the Friday edition of Mark and Friends. Of course, that gets underway at 7:32 a.m. tomorrow morning. Until next time, friend, remember that you are salt and you are light, and you are the hands and feet of Jesus.